Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're going to take a look now at federal health care benefits for veterans with Tim Donovan. Tim is the Chief of Community Relations for the Madison Veterans Hospital and knows an awful lot about the vast array of federal benefits that are available to you as a veteran or to your spouse or your family member or your good friend. He'd like to talk about those health services and other services provided by the Madison VA Hospital and other VA hospitals around Wisconsin, and I'm really glad to have him with us today. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Certainly love to hear from you. And Tim Donovan, thanks for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks for the invitation to be on the air with you. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, here we've got the Affordable Care Act. The enrollment period is underway. And first, what the heck is the Affordable? Maybe somebody say, what is the Affordable Care Act? Is there another name for that?
Well, the Affordable Care Act, as it's sometimes known as Obamacare, has been making a little bit of news since mainly October 1st. And I think there may be some confusion for veterans about how this new health care law affects them. And I'd be happy to help clear that up.
Yeah, I really hope that we're able to do that. What's the most important thing for veterans to know if they're thinking about signing up for that Affordable Care Act?
Well, at its essence, the Affordable Care Act is mandatory health coverage for all Americans. And as veterans who have earned a health care benefit from their service in the U.S. Armed Forces, veterans who are enrolled in VA health care, veterans who we see here at our hospital in Madison, although the VA isn't an insurance company, we're a U.S. government agency that provides services, but those services do constitute essential minimum coverage that's required under the law. So what that means in a nutshell for veterans enrolled in VA healthcare is that if you're enrolled in healthcare with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, you have what is considered minimum essential coverage, and you don't have to do anything. There will be no fine or penalty or tax for failing to get insurance because the VA health care counts.
Okay, but if you want more, you can.
Well, first let me emphasize that being a veteran doesn't count. Being a veteran enrolled in VA health care counts. So just being a veteran doesn't mean that you're off the affordable health care hook. You need to be enrolled in VA health care, and we'd love to enroll every eligible veteran, but you must be enrolled in VA health care.
And what does it take to be eligible for VA health care?
Well, basic eligibility is being a veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces with a discharge other than dishonorable, and there are different priorities of care, of access to care, leading with people with service-connected disabilities from the military service in varying percentages, and there are different times of service, wartime, peacetime, and there are quite frankly too many different circumstances that we couldn't go over them here on your show today, but if somebody's interested in enrolling for VA health care, two good places to go, the County Veterans Services Office in a county near you. They're located in each of Wisconsin's 72 counties, and I know you're talking to Brian about that before I came on the air. That's a great resource. These are experts in accessing benefits, whether they be state or federal. And you can apply for VA health care at a VA hospital by filling out a form and submitting it, and that gets you on the way to coverage and gets you in the care to compliance with the requirements of the new health care law.
Cindy in Plainfield has a question for you, Tim, so let's go to Cindy. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a son who is going to be discharged on the 22nd of November from military service, and I have kind of a general question. Are they counseled before their discharge as to what benefits they can apply for and what things they qualify for?
That may depend a little bit on the service, the branch of the arm of the armed forces that your son is a member of, or the unit. I know that we're doing a really good job with members of the Guard and Reserve coming off active duty mobilizations, getting them counseled and enrolled in VA healthcare as part of their demobilization processing. It's a little more. It's a little less certain whether the active duty military forces in the country are doing what they need to be doing to connect newly discharging service members into their new status as veterans. But if your son gets out of his active duty service and doesn't feel he's received all of the information that he thinks he needs to know to make smart decisions, the very best advice I could give him and to you, Mom, is to hook him up with your county veteran service officer.
All right. He is in Texas, and I think will be staying in Texas. Do they have these kind of offices throughout the country?
I think they probably do if they're not called county veteran service offices, which is what we call them here in Wisconsin. There's probably a similar function of either county or state government embedded at the county level in Texas. But I can't tell you for sure what Texas has.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot for calling, Cindy. Appreciate your call. And let's turn to Sharon in Juneau County. Sharon, hi, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I have a husband, 8 years reserve from 1955 to 1963. We have his honorable discharge papers at home on February 28th of 63. He took these down to our Juneau County Veterans Affairs Department to see what, for veterans, you know, what was available. And he was told even that the office in Missouri had burned down. All hard copies, that's all they had back then, was the office in Missouri. That's gone. He's not registered at Juneau County, even though he has his discharge papers. He was denied any kind of registration. What shall we do next? He's facing what he's looking for, I think, is military services. He's facing stomach and colon cancer. And military services won't be provided if we have no registration.
Yeah.
This was a burned-down building.
Right.
And he has other men in town here that are older gentlemen now that served with him. And they are getting recognized as veterans and being buried as a veteran. But we don't know what to do next.
Did he serve in the National Guard or in the Army?
Yes.
Or the Reserve?
National. He served in the Reserve, National Guard.
Well, the National Guard and the Reserve are two different.
He served in the Reserves.
Okay.
8 years reserve, yes.
Okay. If he served in the National Guard in Wisconsin might have some kind of records that parallel records to the federal records.
Yes.
But overall, VA health care does require service on active duty in the armed forces. So somebody whose service was entirely as a member of the Guard or Reserve, not mm-hmm. on active duty, is unlikely to be eligible for VA health care because VA health care requires status as a veteran of the U.S. active duty armed forces.
We're not even looking for health care benefits. We're looking for recognition that he's a veteran.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and his period of service was when?
1955 to 1963.
Yeah, and that's I think that's about when that personnel records facility in the St. Louis area did burn. The County Veterans Service Office is unable, they're unable to help?
He did not. He would not, even with the discharge paper that we have intact and showed him. Shall we go to a different county?
Well, the county might not be the place. Have you tried And I'm kind of jumping out of my lane as a VA hospital representative here, but I'm trying to help. Have you tried the U.S. Army Reserve Command?
We have not.
Okay. It's possible. I don't know, but it's possible that the U.S. Army Reserve Command, and I think they're located in the Atlanta area, perhaps at Fort McPherson, Georgia, I'm not sure. They may have records or be able to point you in a better direction than I can here.
Okay. Well, good luck with this, Sharon. Sounds like you have a case here, and I certainly would recommend you follow up and take Tim's advice. Appreciate it, and good luck to you. Thank you so much for calling and also for your husband's service. Appreciate that very much as well. We have other callers online. You can join in, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Maybe I could, in this, we got a minute here or so before we break up, talk a little bit about the Madison VA Hospital.
Well, we're one of three VA hospitals located in Wisconsin, the others being in Milwaukee and Toma. We're a hospital serving about 40,000 veterans who live in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Our primary service area is 15 Wisconsin counties from Crawford County to Walworth County and up from the state line to Marquette and Green Lake County. But we also have a responsibility for five counties in northern Illinois in and around Rockford and Freeport and stretching mm-hmm. all the way to the Mississippi River along the northern tier of Illinois counties. We have 129 beds, mostly acute care beds, and we provide both primary care and specialty care for about 40,000 veterans out of the 120,000 veterans who live in our primary service area.
Wow. We're going to get some more information about the VA hospital, the Madison one and the other two, and others as well, from Tim Donovan, Chief of Community Relations for the Madison VA Hospital. He's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today. We'll take a quick look at the news, weather, find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Net, and then we'll be back with Tim. Thanks so much for tuning in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and on this Veterans Day, we are taking a look at federal health care benefits for vets with our guest, Tim Donovan. Tim is the Chief of Community Relations for the Madison Veterans Hospital. Great to have him along. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you'll join in. Questions or comments, you can email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post there or call us at 800-642-1234. Lines are all filled right at the moment, so let's see if we can help somebody and empty a line. Aaron in Madison, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great. Appreciate your call. How can we help?
Well, I actually just wanted to hopefully help some of your listeners today. I'm calling from the Wisconsin Institute for Learning Disabilities and Dyslexia. And I just want to, first tell a little bit about dyslexia, really short, that it is 20% of the population, much higher than what people normally think. And the population of dyslexic individuals in the military is actually even a little bit higher than that. But the good news is that there is a way for people with dyslexia to learn how to read. The other thing that's important to know is that people have an average IQ to quite frequently a high IQ with dyslexia. And so some veterans will come, out of the military and want to transition into another field, and it's just their inability to read that is preventing them from doing that. So our agency, which is run by a disabled veteran, actually works with the Veterans Affairs to provide services to teach veterans how to read.
Excellent. And it's Wisconsin Institute for Learning Disabilities.
Learning Disabilities and Dyslexia.
And Dyslexia.
And we can be reached at WILDD.org.
WILDD.org. At O-R-G. Thank you, Aaron. And Tim, a comment from you.
I have nothing to add to that. I'm I'm not familiar with that program.
All right. Appreciate your call, Aaron. Steve in Green Bay, it's your turn. Hi, Steve.
Yes, I'm a Wisconsin veteran, Vietnam War, 5 years regular duty and 16 years reserve, and I discharged in 92, or 90, rather. Anyhow, my question was, when with the new VA clinic in Green Bay, I applied for be able to go there, they did send a letter back saying I do qualify, but I don't qualify because I'm working and I have health care through my employer. Now, my question, I guess, is if I retire before I'm qualified for Medicare, would I be applicable to that clinic?
Well, I can't speak for the clinic, which is part of the hospital based in Milwaukee. That's a Milwaukee VA hospital facility. I'm not sure I understand your question, though. Are you telling us that you're not able to get care at the new Green Bay clinic because you have employer-provided insurance?
Exactly, yes, because I don't have any related injuries from my service in Vietnam or throughout the military time I was in the military. I'm not as destitute enough to qualify for immediate use of the facilities.
But have you applied for VA health care and just aren't given a high enough category to receive care, but you are enrolled in VA health care?
Yes.
Okay. Well, once you're enrolled in VA health care and receiving VA health care, if you don't have access to other insurance, that should change your circumstances. But there are so many variables of income thresholds, and you apparently don't have a service-connected disability. So just based on what you're telling me on the phone, I can't predict what your circumstances would be if and when you lose your employer-provided health care.
Mm-hmm.
But your county veteran service officers there close to where you live should be, and I can't say this enough because I can't say enough about how good they are all over the state. They're a great resource, and they can get into your circumstances face-to-face, one-on-one with you, and we're not able to do that on a live statewide radio broadcast.
But one of the folks that you're talking about there, Tim, did call a show earlier, and man, she was sharp as a tack and really knew her stuff, and it was frankly a great. Yeah, she was offering help and did have some help, but she was also a great advertisement for how good those folks are.
Well, they're terrific, and I don't know who you talked to. It could have been any one of 72 of them. But they're all good. They're close to where you live. They're in most cases in the county courthouse or city county building, and they have phone numbers and websites. And they're the first place I would. I'm a veteran myself. That's the first place I would go.
Well, thank you, Steve. David in Freeport, Illinois. Thank you for calling. Hi.
I appreciate the program and thanks for having me on the air. I was in the Madison Hospital years ago after returning from the States from the service. And at that time, I was declared a 20% service-connected disability. At the time I was discharged from the hospital, I got a card. And the card is titled VA Patient Data Card, Service-Connected, with all the information concerning my previous problems. And I haven't been back since then. I guess it's because I've been healthy, I guess. But now I'm starting to need some additional care. And with this card, am I free to go up without going through the normal channels?
Well, first, if you have a service-connected disability, you are eligible for VA health care. And okay. Right there in Freeport, right in Stevenson County where you live, is a fairly small VA outpatient clinic where it's one of the places where the VA sought to put care closer to where veterans live. So we have established community-based outpatient clinics. So we have five of them from the Madison VA Hospital, and one of them is right in Freeport. So you can get primary care service, health care services, right in Freeport. And you are eligible for VA health care by virtue of having been established to have a service-connected disability of 20%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good news for you, David. Thank you.
I sure is. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that call. And Julie in Mesa, Maine, it's your turn. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a son who was deployed to Iraq and is home now. He had developed swelling and inflammation and very great pain in his hip. The VA pretty much fast-tracked him to get an MRI, but it took nearly 3 months to get a reading on the MRI. Now, I also work in a hospital. I know how quickly those are read in a normal hospital. My concern is 3 months waiting for an MRI reading. If this happens to be cancer, it's growing and metastasizing in a young man 30 years old. I cannot comprehend why it would take so long to have an MRI read.
Well, I don't know the answer to your question. If the question is why it took so long, I just don't know without knowing the circumstances of your son and the diagnostic procedure he had and when he had it, where he had it, why he had it, how he had it. But if it was a procedure to establish a service-connected disability, in other words, a diagnostic procedure, less a diagnostic procedure than a procedure arranged by the Veterans Benefits Administration, which is part of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs that deals with eligibility issues. I can't tell you what happened there or why, but if it were a if he were being treated for a medical condition and needed that as a diagnostic procedure, it might have been handled entirely differently, but I don't know without knowing all of the details of your son's circumstances.
Yeah, it's hard to speculate on, Julie. Irvin in Madison, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to call in, and I'm a disabled vet, and I get all of my health care taken care of at the VA hospital here in Madison. And I just wanted to, you know, just say, I can't say enough about the wonderful health care that I get through the VA. And I've been going there for years, and my appointments are always taken care of. And, you know, I made a couple of notes here saying that their preventative health care that I receive is just second to none. And I really feel that everyone in our country should be provided this kind of health care through a single payer. I can't say enough about it. So I just wanted to make those positive comments, and that I truly feel that this is a wonderful health care I get, and I thank the Veterans Administration for providing it for me.
Irvin, thank you so much. Tim Donovan, comment?
Well, we hear that a lot, actually. The Madison VA Hospital is regularly listed among the top of the 152, I believe, there are VA medical centers in the nation at or near the top. And just last week, we were named a top performer on key quality measures. These are evidence-based clinical processes that are shown to improve care for certain conditions. And in our case, it was for heart attack, heart failure, pneumonia, and surgical care. So among all of the hospitals accredited by the Joint Commission nationwide, we were one of the hospitals and the only acute care hospital in Madison to be named a top performer. So compliments like that, we hear all of the time. We love to hear them, and thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks, Irvin, for calling. Appreciate it. I should mention that several other people have already called to say thanks to you, Tim, for and for the hospital for the great care they got at the VA. And so Irvin's kind of a sampling of one of the many who have called already. Bill in La Crosse, it's your turn. Hi, Bill. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, this is Larry. I listen to you all the time. This is Bill out of La Crosse.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for Tim.
Yeah.
Okay. Tim, I have the Clinical Preventative Service Guidance Statement for Prostate Cancer Screening. Now, I've had prostate cancer. I still have it, of course. But the VA does not recommend prostate cancer screening with PSA for men ages 40 to 70 who are not at increased risk of prostate cancer. And those who may be at increased risk, such as men who've been exposed to Agent Orange, it's still not recommended unless they specifically, if screening is specifically requested by the patient, it may be done. My question is, isn't that an awful harm? You know, the doctor's manna is no harm. Isn't that the greater harm?
Gotcha. So why isn't, essentially, Bill's asking, why isn't this a standard test?
Well, I not being a medical professional, I can't answer that or even get into that. But it seems to me that the part of the solution was in Bill's question. The test isn't available unless the patient asks for it. So if you were a patient dealing with the VA and the VA didn't customarily or as a matter of routine provide that test, if you can ask for it and get it, that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can't weigh in on issues like that or questions that would require me to have a background that I just don't have.
Yeah. David, thanks, Bill. Dave in Wisconsin Rapids, it's your turn. Hi, Dave.
Yes. I'm a veteran, but a long time ago. I served back in the 50s and served, in fact, on USS Wisconsin. While I was in basic training, I had a whole bunch of teeth pulled, and they were never replaced. And when I got out of the Navy, I went to the VA officer here in Wood County and was told tough luck, and I had to go and pay good money of my own to get some partial plates and so forth. I also had some hearing damage at the time from both 16-inch and 5-inch guns that I couldn't prove was service-connected, but I'm pretty certain that it was. But that's fine. I've had insurance then, and I've taken care of all, and I've never had to make a claim with the VA since. But I do know people, a couple of family members and a couple of acquaintances who are plenty well off, who don't have service-connected disabilities, and who are getting hearing aids and other services from the VA that it seems to me should go to people who are more needy. And I wonder, if I know people like that, how many people are there around the country who are getting VA services who don't really need them or don't in getting in the way and getting in line ahead of people who badly need some of the services, which causes some of the backlog that's going on now?
Well, first, the backlog, let me talk about the backlog real quick.
Yeah.
Because there's a little confusion about what the backlog is and more importantly for us as a hospital, what it isn't. The backlog isn't the provision of health care to veterans who've earned health care from a VA medical center or hospital. The backlog is in processing claims. That's a whole other part of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. But nobody should at the VA be getting something that wasn't earned. So it may not seem obvious to you looking at a friend or an acquaintance whether or not a VA health care benefit was earned, but it was earned or it wouldn't be provided. And the fact that a friend or neighbor appears not to have earned or appears to you not to need a service from the VA shouldn't keep you from getting it if you earn it and you need it. So if I were you and had a hearing loss and you think it's from 16-inch guns on the Wisconsin from the 50s, I'd work with the Wood County Veterans Service Office and put in a claim and see if you can get the VBA to agree with you.
And I just make a comment. Rita in Milwaukee emailed us earlier, and Dave, the fact you mentioned dental work, dental grants, Rita emails and says dental grants are available for veterans and they can apply through their Veterans County office. In Milwaukee, it's West Greenfield in Milwaukee. There's an income-based program, and the grants are sufficient for a great deal of dental work. And she even gives a phone number, 414-266-1234, or 1234, 414-266-1234, for those in the Milwaukee, the county office there. And, Dave, that may be true at other offices. I'm not sure. Actually, Tim, I said when I said Dave, who I really meant was Tim.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a county or a state program and not a VA program. We provide dental care mainly to veterans with service-connected dental issues.
Okay.
In other words, dental issues caused or made worse by their military service.
Gotcha.
That's normally what limits our provision of dental care.
Sue had emailed us and said her husband receives 30% disability compensation for headaches that he has more than 50% of the month, which was the case when he received his benefits. They think there should be a higher disability rating for him. How do you find out how much of a disability rating he really should be receiving for having headaches more than half the month? Or how do you get this addressed?
Well, he could appeal the determination that his service connected disability is a 30% service connected rate, and his again county veteran service officer can assist with that process. The percentage of disability ratings is a really complicated formula that I don't understand, but it's you might have. What appears to be, to you, a 50% disability rating because a medical condition manifests itself 50% of the time, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's how it'll be rated by the VA. Again, these ratings aren't done by VA hospitals like the VA hospital in Madison. These claims are processed by a different part of the VA.
Yvonne in Jefferson County. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I wanted to bring up a couple things as I've been listening. First of all, it's a very common thing to hear that somebody has contacted National Personnel Records Center in St. Louis, where all of our branches of service save. There are some intricacies to this, but that fire happened in 1973. So if your service was after 1973 and someone saying your records were destroyed, on the face of it, people should know that that's not possible. And those records that were burned in 1973 were only from Army and Air Force personnel of certain years and certain letters of the alphabet. So even if you think that your records were destroyed, I would encourage people to make another request because the government has spent a lot of time and money recreating those records.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to make a comment to the lady whose husband served 8 years in the reserves. And this is another comment that we often get at the County Veterans Service Office, you know, that they don't feel like their service is being respected. And I always say to people when they come into my office, and I would say many of my colleagues would have a similar comment to them, and that is that no matter what branch of service, no matter when, no matter where, your service is important. It's just that when we start talking about specific benefits, then as Tim was saying, there are certain criteria to certain benefits. For example, someone can serve 20 years in the National Guard, and if they were never called up to federal active duty, they wouldn't be eligible for VA health care. However, they would be eligible for a lifetime retirement benefit at age 60 and beyond. That someone like myself, who only served 5 years on active duty, I would never be eligible for that.
You know what? Yeah, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. The time has flown by. Yvonne, I wish we had a chance to talk some more with you. And Tim, certainly, I wish we had more time to talk with you as well. But she, once again, she proves how good the county veteran service officers
Yvonne is one of the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you both very much. Tim Donovan, Chief of Community Relations for the Madison VA Hospital, our guest. Yvonne in Jefferson County, thank you so much for calling in. please do contact your county office for more help.